to Layoffs and Other L Words, the podcast about making ends meet. We are your hosts. I'm Michelle Morocco.
And I'm Rebecca Dean.
And today we're talking about living.
Yes. And
essentially, the basic necessities while being unemployed.
Yeah, yeah. Like how to pay for rent, food, and whatnot.
Healthcare. Yeah. So I might start this one because I just did this.
Okay, go for it.
So this past week is the first week that I am filing for unemployment.
Okay.
And I was really on top of my shit. When I first found out I was becoming unemployed, or when I first was unemployed, I filed right away.
Okay.
So the 31st was my first day not working. Mm-hmm. I think it was on the Tuesday that I called to set up my claim. And I learned some things. First of all, right? First of all, you have to apply for, you have to make three, what do they call them? Three job contacts.
Oh, yeah.
But they have to be qualified job contacts every week in order to get your check.
What's the definition of qualified?
So it depends on whether you work in a professional field or like a skilled trade.
Okay.
And so as a professional field, you have to either submit a resume or submit an application.
Okay.
And so when I was on the phone with the woman, I asked, well, so I have a meeting with someone next week. There's not immediately a job available. We're talking about what the options might be, but it's not actually an interview because that doesn't count.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fair in some ways.
But... right. Yeah. So, but that sort of like networking
doesn't count
unless you submit a resume. Mm-hmm. Right. So there's kind of the caveat there.
How do they record your resume submissions?
You have to record it and they audit occasionally. So I got the handbook in the mail and they talk about this and, essentially, what they say is that the Department of Labor will occasionally do random checks. So every week, you have to submit the list of all of the qualified job contacts you've made, and they'll just follow up with people randomly to make sure you've done those things.
Wow.
Right? And it
must be a weird job.
Right? That must suck. Like, I know some people at the Department of Labor, a lot of them are really lovely, but that must be terrible. Actually, they've all been really helpful.
Sure.
Okay. Vermont does this sort of stuff very well.
Okay.
I will say.
Now, are they in full swing working right now because the government shut down, or are they state employees?
They're state employees.
Okay.
So I think they are. I know, so Rebecca, you and I talked about this earlier, that, so in Vermont they call it SNAP, but the food stamps program, mm-hmm. it's going to be affected by the government shutdown.
Okay, because of the money coming in, subsidizing. Yeah.
Same with
Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I know Vermont, like, thankfully Vermont is paying everyone for the month of February ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So if you can file your paperwork and get everything set by January 20th, you'll be all set through February.
Yeah.
Hoping that the government opens before the end of February.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. So are your food stamps going to be affected?
Probably. I have to do some reading. So I'm a little more complicated in the fact that I filed for food stamps as soon as I realized, or I got the news that my job is being terminated.
Yeah.
They were eliminating the position.
Right, yeah, same.
They got rid of me. And so I was like, cool. How do I feed myself food stamps? I wasn't a stranger to food stamps because when I was an intern at a museum, we got paid, like, pennies.
$100 a week.
Yeah, $100 a week.
I also interned that museum.
Yeah. So we, I think both of us, were you on food stamps?
I was, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I think I applied
because you told me I should.
Oh, yeah. My roommate had applied. I was like, I can do that. I felt so guilty about
it. I did too.
I was like, who am I to be taking, like, there are people who really need this, and I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like, I can always ask my parents for help.
Oh, I was not that I can. Going to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My parents couldn't actually afford to
take
me. No. Not real.
And, like, I wanted to be saving money so that, like, I could pay for things, like, in the next semester because I was still in school and all that jazz. So, anyway, I applied in, when did I get my news? A week before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So I applied then. And due to either my own incompetence or, like, lack of focus or whatever, it took months for me to get approved. Because, like, they would tell me one thing, and I would turn in what I thought they needed. And finally, like, the lady got on the phone and was like, look, you're trying. I see it. Uh-huh. This is not what we need. We need this. And I was like, oh, okay. So I immediately contacted HR from my old work and was like, I need my stubs from, like, the entire month of October. which confused
4 weeks, yeah.
But, like, I've been just handing them 2 weeks because that's what I've been verbally told. And it was, like, it was just made a lot easier from HR. She gave me all, like, perfect copies. I just printed them and gave them to, sent them into, I think I actually faxed them in.
Mm-hmm.
To,
yep, they still fax
them. Yeah, they still fax things. And you can also upload through Massachusetts, you can upload online, which I thought was great.
I know. Oh, I think I did know that.
Yeah. So, but anyway, but I ended up faxing first, and within like 2 weeks or a week, I got approved.
Okay.
And I got a letter in the mail informing me that I was going to be getting $15 a month.
Oh, how exciting.
And I was like, the flip-flop. What is that?
Flip-flop.
What the point of doing all that work was for? And then, like, a week and a half passed, and I got another letter. First of all, they send out way too many letters from the department.
So many letters.
And like, most of them are repeats from the Department of Transitional Assistance. And so I got another letter. And they bumped it, like, significantly. But I'm like, what?
Oh, it was probably because that was your first week.
The first
and you were still
week,
getting a paycheck.
Oh, not even. I think it was, like, they adjusted it for what I had been earning while I was working. So, technically, I could have been on food stamps while I was working.
Right.
Because of my income was so low, aka Hello Museum feel.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, I could have been getting $15 a month for the past 2 years. Cool. Whatever. Not about to do that. But anyway. And then they adjusted it for the fact that I was now.
Right.
Without a job.
Yeah.
It was really weird. So and then I couldn't get to work, my card, for like a month.
Oh,
so like and then I used it yesterday and it actually went through. So I don't know what happened or because I had been calling like and trying to figure it out with somebody there and working with my caseworker. There's a lady.
Yeah, I guess that's
working.
Right.
Yeah. And she's lovely. But she had a lot of patience with me.
They're surprisingly nice.
Yeah.
I feel like when I was in the Massachusetts system, so when I was on food stamps in Massachusetts years ago, I did not have, like, it wasn't a terrible experience, but, like, the people I talked to were not nearly as nice as the people I've talked to recently.
Interesting.
And maybe it was just this one dude. Maybe it was just him that was just cranky.
Yeah.
But everyone I've talked to in Vermont has been so helpful and so nice.
That's awesome.
Right? Which is, like, a little bit of my own biases, I guess, that I expect these systems to be terrible.
Mm. No, you hear horror stories.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah. But it's a thing. Also, I was going to say, I haven't applied for food stamps yet.
Okay.
I was talking to John about it maybe 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, should I apply for food stamps? He's like, why? Which is, I mean, like, fair, right? So, for the time being, I can afford to pay for my food. Like, I have some savings, which is how I'm paying rent and how I'm paying for everything.
But why blow through that when there is assistance available?
I know.
And, like, because, I mean, technically, I have savings, too, but I don't want to blow through my savings. Because,
right.
Like, when I get under my feet, okay, great, I'm going to use that money that I haven't spent for a down payment on an apartment or a plane to get to an interview that's across country. Like, what? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't like spending money excessively. And, like, for food, it's just, like, $100 a time you go in the door, it feels like.
Yeah, no, it's real.
We're working on food planning, like, meal planning.
Yeah.
So I don't spend that much money, but.
Yeah.
Sorry, I cut you off.
No, it's okay. So I grabbed lunch the other day. I guess he's my mentor, right? So he's he's a local business owner in town. He's great. But the business he owns is financial planning.
Oh, okay.
Can you
talk about
it? For small businesses, and such, he's a money dude, right? And
okay.
So I was really surprised when I mentioned unemployment insurance. He was like, oh yeah, of course. Like, you shouldn't spend your savings.
Mm.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Validation, especially as, like, I mean, he's a pretty enlightened and a very kind man, but he's still, like, middle-aged white man.
Okay.
And he's usually the first to be like, oh, these middle-aged white men in this town. I'm like, yes, thank you. But as, like, a finance dude, there's this assumption of, like, a certain level of conservatism.
Interesting.
And so I think I expected some judgment there that I was really relieved not to get.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
Being in the situation I'm in now, like, when I first applied for food stamps years ago, I remember feeling this tremendous sense of guilt of, like,
yeah,
someone else needs this more than me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't think I had realized that I feel the same thing now.
Okay.
Of like, well, do I really need this? Like, I'm paying my rent, I'm paying for food, and John and I live together.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he still has an income. And so, in that way, like, I have a support system, and I'm really lucky and very grateful for.
Yeah. But I think, like, need is a relative term in this, because you need to eat.
Right.
But it's, like, what could... You need to be a good steward of what you have, in a way, and you have some savings. And mm-hmm. living that through so quickly in terms of, like, paying for all these things out of pocket, you know, it doesn't help you be a good steward of your money to have assistance. And that's what it's there for. And just because you are using it doesn't mean somebody else can't use it. Like,
right.
they offer it to people who apply and who fit the bill.
Yeah,
like, it's not like because you have it, a mom and her two kids are going to go home. Like, there's things in place,
mm-hmm.
but you do feel like you are putting a tax on the system. But guess what? There are taxes on the system to support you using it. Like
it's so, like
yeah.
so very real and so obvious in certain ways.
But it's so hard to get
yeah.
over that, like, that almost, like, greasy feeling that you're, like,
yeah.
using the system or, I mean, like, using the system would be, like, you getting food stamps and, like, John giving you $100 and like
yeah, yeah.
you know what I mean? Like that would be inappropriate use and like
yeah.
that's people can get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
We're not gonna like we're buying chicken so we can have for dinner. You,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
Like and I actually felt bad the other day because I got like this fancy yogurt.
Gas
and I used my food stamps for it. And I'm like, fudge, why do I feel guilty about eating something that
is good
like,
for you?
Is good for me, but it's, like, it's also, like, $1.49 instead of, like, getting, like...
I get that.
Like, and I actually heard this really great conversation with a woman who, her husband had been a finance guy, and they had, like, had really nice life and really nice house and had, like, bought a Lexus and all
mm-hmm.
these things, and or a Beamer or whatever, and all of a sudden he lost his job, and they were quickly
mm-hmm.
on food stamps, and, like, that judgment she got... by
wearing
oh,
yeah.
very nice clothes.
You still have nice things.
And, yeah, yeah. Because you also can't afford to get rid of your nice things because
mm-hmm.
you're
you
so much... You're also in debt.
Yeah.
Like, you owe so much money on that car. Does it make sense to return that? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, also, people should have some luxuries in their life. Like
mm-hmm.
she's not buying... Like, I'm not going to buy lobster every night. A, because that would blow through my money,
right.
my given government subsidization of food stamps. Like... And that's not a good being a good steward. So,
yeah.
like, I am trying to plan with my money to
yeah.
get through them.
I like that idea a lot. The concept of being a good steward of what you have.
Yeah.
Both makes a lot of time
and
resources.
Which I'm not doing with time at all. Like,
I'm
today
trying.
Was really hard to get to you because I was, like, super depressed in bed. I'm like, I have no goddamn reason to be. That's not how depression works.
No, that's right. It's not how it works.
Like,
yeah. I've been really trying to make myself leave the house every day.
Oh, that's why
I've
been
doing it.
That's why I came today. I was like, if she says no and we can reschedule, I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
And
yeah, no, it's definitely hard. I wanted to say, I wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
So when you apply for food stamps, do you know if they take into account your savings? I remember hearing that once and I don't know if it's true.
I think that comes through with your emergency SNAPs.
Oh, okay.
And
that makes sense.
Yeah, so it was, like, if you had less than, like, X amount of money in your bank account and you were spending X amount more than what your income was
yeah, yeah.
on living, like, so rent and stuff like that.
Right,
so basically, like,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so that's actually what I applied for emergency food stamps the first time around.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it for 2 months and then didn't, like, follow up.
Uh-huh.
And so my food stamps had stopped, and that was fine, because
yeah.
I was back in school, like, it was fine.
Yeah.
But, like, this time, I'm not gonna let that happen.
Yeah.
I need it.
Did.
But, like, if there's emergency assistance, which is, does happen quite quickly,
mm-hmm.
And that's when you have to, like, show, yeah, because this time I didn't. I just
yeah.
wanted to show what I was in, my income was previously,
mm-hmm.
what was happening now, and I, like, wrote a letter also. Like, I'm like, me again. Hi. Poor again. Hi. Help.
Please. I'm still here. That's so funny.
You fit me months, years ago. Please feed me again.
Right? I mean, they're wonderful programs. They really
yeah,
are
they
so
really,
useful.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm actually surprised at the number of people I know who do take advantage of all of these. The number of people I know that don't have traditional work right? Like, they don't have full-time jobs. They piece together these sort of part-time things.
What do you mean? Is what I was doing for so long.
Yeah. And I don't, and maybe it's just this area. Maybe it's the direction we're moving. I really have this theory that the nature of work and how people work is going to change the next,
absolutely,
like, 10, 15 years.
I mean, it already is.
Yeah.
There's a projection of, like, how many jobs are going to be, like, robot or computer-oriented,
right,
or whatever.
Yeah,
thank you. And it's kind of terrifying. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, so basically you need to be a doctor. Something that robots can't do.
I think robots could totally be doctors.
I think they are.
They'd
doctors.
Probably be better doctors. They wouldn't have biases. Well,
whoa,
I mean, they
whoa.
Would.
Oh.
They would. Things like, I mean, so you, if you know any programmers or coders or whatever,
yeah, they could have their own biases put in.
Yeah, and what they say is that algorithms are only as good as the person writing them.
Mm-hmm.
So if the person writing them has certain biases,
they might
still
through.
End up in the algorithms.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you know, have you seen the video of, like, the surgery on a grape?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I think they exist already.
I was just trying to think of, like,
I don't know
if they have...
Compassion. Compassionate.
Right. I don't know if they have robots that can perform surgery without a doctor yet. Because I know they have the sort of, like, the doctor...
Manages it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They manipulate the robot,
yeah,
and the
yeah.
robot is steadier than a human, and so
yeah.
therefore... But that was, like, 10 years ago. So I imagine they have something...
Better now.
Yeah. Anyways, we're off topic. Super interesting. Always. I'm always up to talk about robots and medicine.
Terrifying, and the fact that there will be no jobs.
Yeah. I don't know. I think as a society, we have this, I'm going to say this stupid assumption that people need to work.
Yeah. No,
that's
no, no.
Oh, maybe.
Well,
it's a contentious opinion.
I think it's like what... I think came from, like, the fear of, like, if you're not busy, you, like, the devil, what is that
right,
saying?
Yeah, it's the sort of,
oh gosh.
Presbyterian. What is it? The Protestant values that our country is built
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
It's like, you work hard, you're rewarded for work, it's this sort of, like, Calvinist, whatever.
But also, like, if you're not working, like,
Puritans! That's the word! Puritans!
Like, the devil will take your body, like, not your
yeah.
body, but, like, will... Do with it what you will.
Oh,
you get in trouble, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're not working hard and
yeah,
particularly
yeah.
working. What is that saying?
I don't know the saying.
Oh, there's totally a saying. Darn. But anyway.
I do remember I just had heard or read something about this, about how in this sort of Puritan values
mm-hmm.
that people worship through work. By doing
okay.
good work, you are showing that, like, you love God and all this. And so, like, that's what a lot of this is rooted in. But anyways, at one point, years ago, I don't know what year it was, maybe in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
there was discussion of going down to a 35-hour work week.
Oh, yeah.
Full-time being 35 yep. hours as,
yep.
like, a means to help during recession.
Oh.
And there's all of these studies that say that the most efficient way to work is actually to work 30 to 35
yeah,
hours
absolutely.
A week.
Yeah,
after
yeah.
that isn't really any more valuable. You just tend
mm-hmm.
to waste more time and
yeah.
whatever.
You're overworked. You need
yeah.
your brain needs a break.
Yeah.
But
we should probably talk about that one day as an episode. That'd
absolutely.
Be pretty cool. So I wanted to talk about one other thing while we're here today. Insurance, health insurance and healthcare. The one program that I was, like, the quickest with, so, like, you said the first thing you did was food stamps. The first thing I did was healthcare. Did you find the phrase?
Yes, the idle hands of the devil's workshop.
Oh, I've heard that one.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So I think there's more than just that, but
yeah.
it's, like, that idea that if you were not working,
yeah.
and I think that was a basis in the 1950s again,
mm-hmm.
that if you are not working, what deranged and
what kind of dangerous
sinful
things
you
do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which I actually think that if we weren't, we would have more beautiful art and...
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I mean, that's what, I mean, if you go back to, like,
yeah.
18th century England and
mm-hmm.
UK and Britain, all of that, like, I mean,
yeah.
you had all sorts of terrible systems of, like,
corruption.
Classism and such,
yeah.
but, like, the aspiration was to be wealthy enough that you don't work.
Yeah. yeah, yeah.
But.
Anyway, sorry, so.
Yeah, no, fine.
Insurance.
Oh, health insurance, yeah. So the first thing I did was apply for Medicaid.
Okay.
Was to do the health insurance because... I knew I would need it, right? So, like, I have a monthly prescription.
Mm-hmm.
I had just started physical therapy.
Yeah.
I I was had just started seeing it. Like, I just started taking care of myself.
Yeah.
Right? And suddenly, like, I had some cushy health insurance. Mm-hmm. That was, like, one thing. My health insurance at my job was great. Expensive, but great.
Okay.
But, like, my employer took on almost the entire cost of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that I needed to keep my health insurance.
Yeah. Were you able to keep exactly who you were using?
Sort of. Okay. So my current doctor is in network for Vermont Medicaid. My therapist takes Medicaid. Wow. What I found out is pretty much anyone can take it if they want to.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a matter of whether or not they want to.
Yeah.
My physical therapist, however, her office does not take Vermont Medicaid because they're technically in Massachusetts. I live on the border.
Okay.
And I had an interaction with the office manager.
Oh.
Yeah. I started crying in their office.
Oh.
Not like hysterical cry. Like, I really tried to hold it together. Like,
frustrated.
Yeah, I was so frustrated.
Yeah.
I had called before I got there, the day before my appointment, to find out if they took Medicaid.
Uh-huh.
And she says, no, we don't. We take Massachusetts Medicaid. I was like, okay, well, like, thank you. And she was very stern about it.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, well, I called the Medicaid office. And I was like, well, like, is there anything else we can do? Can I, like, see someone out of network and then get reimbursed for it or anything? Mm-hmm. And as far as Vermont Medicaid was concerned, they were happy to work with this.
Damn. Okay.
Right? And, like, it's a pretty easy application. You go online and you just fill it out. And that's it. But when I got to my appointment, because I had decided whether or not I was going to pay for it for that session, at least.
Yeah. To get diagnosed or whatever, like, to get an idea, jump start.
Yeah. So the physical therapist I see is the only, so she works at this practice, and she's the only person within 3 hours who does this.
Yeah.
Right?
And this is kind of
so
like,
there are no other options.
Yeah, and it's the benefit for, like, a healthy living for you to get this figured out.
Yeah. You know, and, like, I've been looking for this solution for over 10 years.
That's insanity.
Yeah. Right? And, like, I had a surgery to fix this that didn't fix it.
Oh,
like, I had
God.
Hip surgery at 21.
This is the problem. Like, major problem with healthcare.
And part of it is that, like, it's considered a women's issue. So, like, okay, let's, like, we're going to go a little into it. So I'm getting pelvic floor therapy, right? I've had bad hips my entire life. I've had hip pain my entire life.
Yeah.
Starting when I was 16.
Yeah.
And, like, your hips are your pelvis, right? So, like, there's a sort of, like, weird pelvic pain you get throughout whatever. And so,
come to find out, it's, like, the core of your muscle group that fuck everything else up if it's fucked up, right?
Beck and I were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
I get really excited about all of these things. I really like anatomy and medicine. It's cool. Anyways, so she's the only person that does this.
Yeah.
And my interaction with the office manager or whatever her type, financial manager, I don't know her title. I don't even know her name.
Oh, God. Okay.
She didn't even tell me her name. Just very, very much shows, like, this is the line. We don't take Vermont Medicaid. We already take Massachusetts, and that's enough.
Oh.
Her reasons were valid. I just wanted her to be nicer about it.
Yeah.
Like, I just got laid off. I told her that. Like, I was expecting more sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is,
also,
like,
you're in medical care. Like, it's part of your expectations is to have bedside manners in some way.
Yeah, that's real.
But, like, that's, like, a thing that we have been taught almost not to expect anymore.
I know.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. So essentially Medicaid doesn't pay out the same amount that other insurance companies do.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So it's not financially worth it for them. And if they do accept Medicaid, Vermont Medicaid, they have to accept anyone that comes in with it, and then they risk essentially just, like, not making enough money, which I think is kind of bull, right? Because, like, no one advertises that they take Medicaid. But whatever. So, long story. I did get Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I pay out of pocket for my physical therapy, which stinks, but for now, I'm gonna manage it.
I think that comes back to, like, don't feel bad about getting fucking help for your food then.
Yeah.
So, whatever you're, like, saving on food by having steps,
that's fucking real. I should apply for that today.
Oh, God dang, yes.
All right,
it's
I'll apply
17th.
For that today. I'll apply
I'm
today.
I'm going to text you later.
Okay. I'll do that this afternoon after I send out some resumes. We should probably start wrapping up
a little bit.
Anything?
Yeah. Well, for me, I've been on Mass Health for a while because my income level being a nonprofit museum, so it's never been large.
Yeah.
So, like, I've always had assistance, but I had to, like, pay into assistance for a while. Mm-hmm. So, like, they basically give you a discounted rate.
Yeah.
And they, like, refund you a certain amount. And so, like, that was when I was working for Kevin, and it's mm-hmm. always been the case.
Yeah.
And then the layoff happened, and I quickly, the layoff.
You can't see her face, but it's great.
happened, and I quickly was like, oh, the fuck. And, like, applied for, like, full coverage and, like, proved and everything and, like, sent in paperwork and all that jazz, faxed in paperwork again. And so I'm covered, but the sad thing is, like, I knew my existing coverage. So I've been living out in the Berkshires, right?
Yeah.
My family's out back North Shore area. I knew I had been kind of lacking on my healthcare upkeep. I had it, but I wasn't doing anything with it, which is my own issue. Yeah. Because I couldn't see my doctor, because masks, they don't take mass health.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, I had called and I'd had an appointment like last year, and they called 3 days ahead of time and was like, sorry, we're canceling because we don't take your healthcare. What the fuck? I actually did make an appointment and was, like, excited to, like, have this thing figured out and all this jazz, and then the rug was pulled out in front of me.
Yeah.
And so I was, like, I talked to them for a while, and they were nice about it, like, okay, what can I do? And they're, like, you have to wait until, like, the February 28th to, like, change your programming or whatever, because I called back for MassHealth, and I don't know if that's true, so I'm going to continue working on this, but, like, I just want to see my doctor. Mm-hmm. He is fabulous. He knows my background. Mm-hmm. He knows, like, what I have, because I have PCOS.
Yeah.
I want to be on metformin, like, to jumpstart, like, managing this thing. I want to have birth control to help manage this. And I'm not. I haven't been doing what I should be doing for my body. And I don't want to see anybody else. Like, I have phobias of the doctor. Like,
yeah.
I just want to see who I know already.
Mm-hmm. And you've got a good doctor. It's just, like, you hold on to that.
With, like, both hands, kicking and screaming.
I love my primary care physician.
Yeah.
She's fabulous.
Well, I don't even see my doctor, actually, that much. I see
nurse physician.
Yeah, physician's assistant.
Or, oh, yeah. Yeah. Similar.
I don't know which
different licensing, but same.
I think concept. She might be actually be a nurse practitioner then. Terry. She's magical.
Yeah.
And I don't, I just, they know me a little. I just want to stay there. And so I have to, that's my job in the next coming days, is to, like, figure out what do I need to do. And I actually think I might be too late.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that I do this thing a lot where I, like, make an issue bigger than it is, and then I wait and wait and wait, and then it really is too late.
Yep, I do that too.
Yeah. So, like, I think that's going to be one of my challenges, like, use of my time. Like worrying about something excessively isn't helping in using my time well. It doesn't assist, like, because I avoid it and procrastinate more and more. I need to basically build more willpower in the next couple of weeks to, like, stop that kind of a thing.
So, I think as a parting sort of piece,
yeah.
I have a question.
Sure.
What is one thing you want to do this week that you feel like will help you, that you can accomplish, you know, you've used your time effectively? That's a big question.
To be honest, I don't know if this is gonna be small. It's gonna sound small. Getting up by like 8:30.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Like,
that's so huge.
Because I go to bed super late. Like, because usually I'm out, not partying or anything, but like, I nanny a little bit every once in a while. But I am a night owl. Like,
yeah.
I just stay up late, and I think adjusting my sleep cycle to better fit. To be honest, better fit moving home.
Yeah.
My parents are in bed early and up early. So, like, you know, that sounds stupid, but, like, I definitely think that I would be happier with myself if I just got out of bed earlier.
Okay.
And then it sounds another small thing, but stop reading fan fiction so much.
I love it. Brings you joy. So you hear it.
It does, but I lose hours.
Okay.
Reading. So I think that I should limit myself to, like, not reading in bed.
Okay.
And I think that would help.
All right. So, like, here are two things.
Yeah, two
things. Get up at 8:30.
Yeah.
And don't read fan fiction in bed.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. What are your things?
I'm going to apply for food stamps.
Fuck yeah. Today. Texting you.
Yeah. I'm going to apply for food stamps today. I only said one, so can I just stick to my one?
You can stick to your one.
That's my one.
I also think I'm being a little over ambitious, because let's be honest.
Yeah.
I'm going to try, though.
Okay.
Because I do think, like, I have let something become an addiction.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
So, all right. We've got 6 seconds.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you very much. This was lots of fun.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you again all next week.
Yeah. All right. Bye.